There's an app for that. We hear it all the time. There's an app that tells you when you need to buy more milk or eggs, one that helps people with color blindness, another that tracks the position of the sun at any time throughout the year. If only there was an app that helps patients track their treatment progress and makes communication with their orthodontist easy and convenient. There is, and we'll talk about it on today's show. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of OrthoThrive. Today, we have Michael Gassman joining us. Michael serves as president and CEO of AlignFlow, a virtual care platform that helps doctors make clear aligner treatments less complicated for their patients and more profitable for their practice. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Rich. Good to be here.
So I'd love to just hear about your career journey. Where did you come from and how did you get to where you are today?
Well, you know, to be honest, I tend to go into a lot of detail being an engineer by degree, but so I'll try to be lighthearted here. I'm a little older than most people in the industry, maybe, but started out in consulting engineering, moved into digital software, right with the first IBM PC. We had the first graphics package on the IBM PC back in the early 80s when it debuted.
And, wow, really?
Okay. I was back in the area of Scott McNeely and that whole crowd, Bill Gates. But and that was a fun, that was a whole different experience. We built that company up. We ended up selling it in the 90s. Had another company that developed technology, spreadsheet technology that you could deploy on the web. And it was used by State Street Bank back in the late 90s, early 2000s to generate all the net asset values for mutual funds when you were still doing that and seeing it printed out in the Wall Street Journal. So our software was the engine behind that. And then after that company, there were a couple others in there. I had a company that did holiday lighting, animated lighting, and we moved into LED technology, where we did control of major installations in the large holiday lighting display in downtown Kansas City, where we're located. We did that in conjunction with DST Systems and the other people, the business owners down there. When you watch Monday Night Football and they do a flyby of the city, the Marriott Hotel has this big animation on the side of it, 25 stories high. That is a technology we developed and I have a patent on. So that was early 2010, 2012. But since 2013, we've been working in the technology space in healthcare. We built a platform that handles multiple specialties. We originally deployed in physical therapy, PT, because my wife had experience in the PT space and one of our original developers was there. But it's built to handle anything, whether it's cardiac care, home health, direct medical, and we moved into orthodontics with AlignFlow. Interesting story there is that we got connected by a couple of sons. My son and Dr. Kurt Hoffman, his son, were schoolmates up at Creighton in Omaha. They were talking about what we all were doing here. And apparently, Kurt's son, Henry, came back to him and told him about our platform. We had dinner one night. I had no idea. And they started querying me about the platform because they saw an opportunity in the orthodontic space. Oh. And that kicked it off. And we spent a good part of a year developing it in that that specialty, and we rolled out for testing about a year ago, and we were just prepared to deploy our sales efforts in February of this year when...
Oh, perfect timing. Okay.
Yeah. We're scheduled to go to AAO, and we had three conferences in Texas, UMKC, dental school. You know, we were presenting on Q&A sessions, sponsoring events, all ready to roll out with COVID hit. But The interesting thing were the, some of the practices that we signed up before COVID hit just sailed through it.
Yeah. So the idea came to you. It really wasn't something that you, it wasn't your brainchild. You kind of had the technology. Someone came to you and you could make it happen.
Kurt's a pretty sharp guy, and he's very entrepreneurial, and he understood the need and how we could help. And whereas the development of the platform was our idea that I came up with and our CTO, the deployment into orthodontics, we didn't have the experience and we didn't recognize the opportunity. Now, an interesting thing is, you know, I did not have a depth of experience in healthcare prior to getting started with this.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand all the difficulties. Now that I've been in it, I understand the issues. Hmm. Now, healthcare is driven a lot by existing deployments, what's in place, changes, modifications, how profit's going to be affected, how jobs are going to be affected. It's not really just about healthcare. It's about jobs and the economy and how everything interrelates. So similarly, when we were in the PT space, for instance, people love to go to see their PT in person because it's hands-on therapy. It's kind of like almost a massage in some places, in some ways. And they see immediate results. So, but they complain about a $25 or $50 copay to go do it. So they're very price conscious, but they want the visits. Same way for cardiology. Cardiologists, you know, people want to talk to them. They want to be there in person. But, you know, even though it's a life or death situation, people don't like spending money on it.
Hmm.
Now, when you look at your smile, when you look at orthodontics, it's a whole nother story. It's people look at it and say, wow, this is important to me. I'm willing to spend money, a lot of money, to get that taken care of. And by the way, I don't want to come to the office. If I don't need to come to the office, that's even better.
I know. Hasn't COVID changed that? At least moved that forward at light speed compared to how, where it was going.
It's definitely pushed it. And you come from this. I go back to this old Billy Crystal Saturday Night Live skit, you know, when he was Jose Ferrer. It's better to look good than to feel good. And so people will spend a lot of money to look good, and they don't like spending money necessarily to feel good. So, but COVID drove it.
That's interesting. You're probably right.
So it made a difference. The timing was just not right for us because, and no matter what specialty, especially orthodontics, you can't really start somebody up on it when you're already not having the visit. If you haven't started before, and you glide through any kind of a stoppage, whether it's a pandemic or anything else.
So did anything evolve in the software since COVID that you kind of saw an opportunity to tweak it?
Well, we optimized our virtual visit capability. So we have in the system, and it's not essential to the whole treatment protocols that we have, but we enhanced our virtual visits, improved our interface with that. But a lot of what we've done is just continue to improve our design and what we call treatment intelligence. So it's our little AI machine learning engine that we have running in our data warehouse that we can monitor patients and optimize their treatment, making suggestions to the doctors as to how they can improve or tweak to reminders and notifications to the parent, to the patients, all those kind of things to streamline the system. So it's like any software development, any project development, the 80-20 rule is in place. I mean, we had 80% of the system there a year ago, but you take a lot of time to finish that last 20% and get it optimized. And COVID has given us that opportunity to focus on that and get that done.
Ah, so the end product's going to be better. Gotcha. Are there any other major benefits of the app?
Well, we think that the primary, it has a dual benefit. So when we started our whole business, the concept was better results at lower cost for patients, reduce payload on payers, and improve profitability and experience for providers. And that still is at play here. So there's an advantage to the doctors. There's an advantage to the patients. For the patients, they have a connectivity they didn't have before. They have better results. They can see their results and monitor them. They have a direct connection and link to the doctors. And ultimately, fewer visits to get even better results. And that's one of our taglines.
Yeah.
For the doctors, it helps them to formalize their process, make it simpler, track better, and have the treatment intelligence help them optimize the results that they get for their patients. And it helps them make a lot more money.
Yeah, so that's always a good thing to
do for a doctor practice.
And
we can talk more about that, but it really makes a dramatic difference in how a practice operates.
So you really think this could be a differentiator for a lot of practices?
Oh, definitely. It's transformative. It's enhancing, and it could differentiate. So if if there's two practices and one is using LineFlow and one is not, you have a tremendous marketing advantage and discussion advantage if you're doing an eval. So you bring somebody in and you're talking to them about a plan, about what you would recommend for them and how it would play out. And when you add in the fact that because you're using a LineFlow, you're going to have fewer visits, you're going to get better results, you're going to have connection to us at all times, that helps them close more business.
Yeah.
And that's a very important part of what we offer and contributes to why it's so financially advantageous.
Does the app happen to brand? Can it be branded to the practice? Can colors match? Anything be customized that way?
And that's something that's unique for our product. Any of the other monitoring products in the market do not offer that. We can white label our product so that it can be white labeled for an individual practice. It could be white labeled for a DSO or a larger practice group.
Yeah.
And so that the experience to the patient, now the app comes out of the app store as a LineFlow. You can find the app in the app store under that practice's name or that DSO's name. And also they can drive their marketing efforts, their social media to that app. We have what we call lead generation capability, where if they have a white labeled app, you download the app, somebody just puts in their name and their email, they register with you.
Yeah.
You pop up as a lead, that person pops up as a lead on your dashboard. And so you can schedule them for a virtual eval using your social media to drive that activity to your practice.
I gotcha. Have you gotten to the point of integrating it with any of the patient management systems yet?
You know, we've had a long experience with patient management, with front office system, all the way from the PT space.
Yeah.
And we decided to be interface agnostic. So anytime you choose one, it's at the detriment of another, and we just can't choose them all.
Yeah, so that's true.
We go out of our way to not do, we don't do scheduling, we don't do accounting. We're a care platform, and we're our whole goal is to improve the care and the treatment process.
Okay. Well, I'd love to see it. Can you give us a little demo of it?
Sure. I can. What I'll do here is I'll show you our console. So let me preface it by saying that our system has, it's cloud-based, it's HIPAA compliant, it's all encrypted. The primary interface for practice is either a web app, so any browser on any device, whether it's a PC, a laptop.
So it truly is cloud-based. You can use it from a browser, so it'll work on a Mac and a PC and pretty much any
anywhere,
device.
All the way down to tablet. It'll even work on a phone, but it's pretty cumbersome because there's not a lot of space there. But that's why we have a special app for the doctors that we call Align Essentials that has key features optimized for the space that a phone has. And then it has a mobile app for the patient.
Gotcha.
The patient
experience. Yeah, that's smart.
So what I'll do is I'll show you the console first, which is a primary interface in an office, in a practice.
Yeah.
I'll show you the Essentials app and we'll quick view them.
Okay.
So this is the console. What you see on it are all your patients. You see them color-coded here. That color coding reflects what we call our treatment MPH. And treatment MPH is our composite evaluation of that patient based upon their feedback, our monitoring of their activities and their compliance, 7-day moving average, updated instantaneously. And so zero goes 0 to 100, 0 bad, 100 good, 100 is green, zero is red, and it kind of spans the spectrum in between.
So, oh, that's nice to have that visual indicator.
Right. So you can see immediately how it is. So, you know, I mean, I'm honestly here, I'm looking at the good patients. I switch it around and I composite low to high and I see, boom, here's the patients that need help. All right. You can see I got a handful that need some help. For say they either need help or they're not reporting. So that shows you how they're doing. And these are little quick views on that. Over here on the right is the, your unread message list.
Okay.
And this is messages from your patients, from other staff, from our treatment intelligence engine. So this is kind of a clearinghouse, a to-do list, messages, however you want to look at it.
Okay.
When you look at a patient, you have, there's a record for the patient. You have control over their aligner therapy and how you're doing it. You can see their charts about how they're doing, how their treatment MPH has been going over time, how long they've been wearing their aligners and the like. All that data goes into the calculation of the treatment MPH. There are resources that we provide that the patients can have. These can be general Invisalign, ClearCorrect, 3M, whatever product or information. It could be something that could be practice specific. Then you have the messaging threads where you exchange messages back and forth with the patient, images. And
that's all HIPAA compliant, like you were saying.
All
right?
HIPAA compliant, all cloud-based. And it's great data, too, in that we're constantly improving our machine learning and AI. Providing. So our treatment AI provides suggestions to the doctors about what they can do on certain patients. Whether they can improve their treatment by speeding it up, slowing it down, whatever is appropriate. It informs them when a patient has not changed their aligners, they didn't do it on schedule. It reminds the patients when it's time for them to do it. Lets
this reminds the patients, like it's communicating to them.
Their app, on their mobile app, they'll receive a notification and an alert on the days that they're supposed to change their aligners. They'll be reminded. We like to have them report daily. So when you look at a patient, part of we have these prescriptions that are part of the template. We ask them to check in daily. And we have a set of questions that we ask them that help us track, help the practice track how they're doing. That becomes their connection to the office. So they're informed, they're tracking. They're able to see how they're performing. It's good feedback for them as well. So that is the version of the console as you see on a PC or a laptop. Mm-hmm. And then I'll pull up here what we have as our, this is the Align Essentials version of it. So it's comparable in view, but it's working on a phone.
Yeah.
And you get that same kind of data that you do on the console, and you can think you can see just in the patient's scan, they can see history of all how their process has been going. The doctor can compare where they are now versus where they were when they started. And you can see the difference in the improvement, you know, just over 5 months with the aligner treatment. They can zoom in and slide around and look at the specifics of how that's going. And for the doctors, at the same time, they're with this, they can be sitting, they can bring Align Essentials to the chair and they can tweak that treatment plan. They can kind of say, instead of, well, you know, you've been changing aligners every 14 days, you're doing so well, we're going to switch you to 12 days. Well, the reason in the past people haven't been doing that is because they like it to be on a 7 day or a 14 day period, because then people remember, oh, it's Thursday, I changed my aligners.
Yeah.
But with the app reminding you and being monitored so that you were, so the doctor knows, you can switch the odd number of days. And it, what it means is it optimizes this date here, your target completion date.
Yeah, of course.
So when I go in there and you can show them on the fly, I say, I'm going to say, instead of changing my aligners every 14 days, I'm going to change them every 11 days. And instead of January 21st, when I do that, boom, it's just going out. It says, now you get done 3 weeks earlier. So,
yeah,
you know, this motivates the patient to be compliant, to wear the aligners 21.
Yeah, it gives them a real tangible reason. That's helpful. Yeah. So it also helps the doctor enforce adherence if it's they're not complying, right? I mean, because they can see the data.
Yeah. And you can't do that. You couldn't do this without the app and without this feedback and the monitoring that's going on. You wouldn't feel comfortable doing it. And that's a key, because the aligners are a math or an algebra equation. It's the number of hours you're wearing them every day determines how long they need to be in, because that's the way they're designed. And that if you're doing it religiously, you can probably get it done faster. If you're not, you have a cascading problem where you get out of the system and the aligners become less and less effective as you go to the succeeding tray, or you have to do mid-course corrections because they're no longer, the trays aren't aligned with where you are in your process, which is one of the dangers of direct-to-consumer aligners. If you don't have this monitoring, you don't consistently get the best results.
Is there any kind of reports you can create in the dashboard or download?
Well, we have the ability to analyze the data. We don't provide the reports beyond what they're seeing here with their stats. So they're able to, oh, now it's decided to show up. It's been dead for a while.
That's technology for you.
Yeah. So this is an example. This is what the patient app looks like. It's very simple. Access to their messages.
That's the interface from the patient's point of view.
From the patient's standpoint, exactly. They can send their pictures in and communicate. They can track how their stats are going, their treatment MPH and the like. They can have access to their resources, like instructions on use and care, anything of that nature. And this is where they do their daily check-in, and they tell the doctor, you know, how many hours they've worn their aligners, how they feel their bites doing, teeth, how the treatment going. And when they send that report in, it instantaneously updates the system, and it'll update their treatment MPH to reflect their current status.
Okay.
So it's very easy to, when they change the liners, it's very easy to take the pictures to do that.
I like you're asking how they feel. That's important, you know?
Yeah, it is. And
that
because
can be just as important as anything else.
Because there's a lot of things that can happen, and that if things aren't going well, you can cause damage. You can cause periodontal damage and a lot of other things that could be problematic. But it's very easy for them to take their pictures. You know, they're gonna put it up. They use a teeth retractor and a mirror, and they take the pictures really easily. Nothing, no special equipment. Patients have no problems with it. It's they love the process. The patients love it. Yeah. And they find it as a motivating component to what they do.
Yeah, you're almost gamifying it, so that's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. They like it.
Well, you're talking a little bit about the direct-to-consumer model. What do you think, you know, orthodontists and dentists need to do to compete with that? Is this helping compete with that model?
It does. And, you know, it's not as, there's not as much direct competition between the DTC space, and GPs and orthos offering it. But there is, and it's becoming more homogenous across the whole spectrum. So you're also seeing more offices, more practices printing the aligners, 3D printing the aligners in office.
Yeah.
And there's a breadth of things that you can do. What this does is in any case, in any one of those cases, it allows you to deliver the best results in the least amount of time with the fewest visits. And that is really what you want to achieve. We're not trying to say we're going to have one visit, size you, send them to you, and let you take care of it like a DTC group. We're not saying that there's anything wrong with you just going to the doctor and see him every 6 weeks. But with our system, if you say you're using it, you no longer have to see him every 6 weeks. You can see him every 12 weeks. You can see him every 36 weeks. You can see him only once again when they're done. You have that option depending on how that particular patient is and the procedures and policies of your practice.
Yeah.
That makes a big difference for both the doctors and the patients. That becomes strategic. It helps that differentiation, but it will serve no matter what level it's at. The interesting thing is how it will enhance the business opportunities for both.
Yes. Yeah. How does it? How would you say it's making the clinic more profitable? Is it because it's shortening that amount of time you can see more patients with the same staff? Is that the main reason?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And everybody talks chair time. So you look at chair time, an average clinic, an average orthodontist clinic practice would probably save, using our software, 250 hours of chair time a year, you know, where they have maybe 120 active patients.
Yeah. So, okay.
And you run that, you can just run those numbers, and we have a little calculator that does it all. There's a direct savings on chair time. But then there's also, when you do that, you also open up time for additional patients, for additional customers, and you have the ability to reduce your expenses. So this is all compounding. We look at our calculator, just looks at the really hard numbers. And so for that typical practice, we make the practice $70,000 to $100,000 more a year. That's an increase. That's not cost saving. That's an increase in profit.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
That's just off of that number. But we've got one of the practices that we're in has shared their financial data with us. And they've been using our product this calendar year. Last calendar year, 2019, they were doing about 10 to 15% of their starts were aligner patients.
Yeah.
This year, using our software, they're now to 50% of their starts being aligner patients.
Oh, that's interesting. Just that's going to increase efficiency tremendously.
Exactly. And they increased for the first 10 months of the year, year over year, they've increased their revenues 15%. They have tripled their profitability.
So why do you think, how is the app, I'm not making a connection, how is the app increasing the share of Invisalign or clear aligners? How is that?
Well, it's in a lot of different ways. Is number one, if you are, especially for a clinic that is on the low end of implementation for aligners, you're less comfortable with aligners. You were trained in wire braces. You've been used to, you can walk, you do it in your sleep.
Yeah.
And so you've got to like shift gears in your head and switch to a whole different model with aligners. Our system takes care of a lot of that. It makes that so much easier. Second, when you bring someone in and you do an eval at the beginning and you propose the treatment for them, people prefer aligners. And when they see a line flow, that becomes, as you mentioned earlier, a differentiator that puts them more at ease. So they are closing more of those new patients than they were in the past. So they're finding it easier to get new business, new patients for aligners.
That makes sense. Do you feel like the app is helping doctors have a more authentic connection with the patients?
You know, it's kind of funny. I've had doctors say that they're building relationships that they had never had before. You know, they're having an interchange and an exchange.
I mean, it's great when technology does that, because it seems like we're going the opposite way in so many ways when it comes to tech. You know,
especially a lot of the high school students.
Yeah,
this changed the dynamic of that dramatically, because they can now connect directly with the doctor or the doctor's office or their aligner concierge or whatever. And it kind of knocked down the wall. I mean, you know how it is when you're that age, you're hesitant and whatever else to interview. Yep. They love it.
That's awesome. So talk about the packages, the cost of the packages. What's your argument for what the cost of the app is? How does it justify the cost with the profitability? Is the ROI just really obvious?
Yeah. So, you know, the only other major player at this time that's in our monitoring space, dental monitoring, they charge by the patient.
Yeah.
And we don't. I mean, we have a software as a service model. So we have a license fee. A monthly license fee for each practice. It depends upon how many staff you have and how many patients you have. It's tiered. There's three tiers. There's a small tier, silver, gold, platinum. And, the average size practice would probably be $399 a month. And that would cover all the patients and staff that they needed. No charge to the patients.
Yeah.
Patients download the app for free. It's a bonus to them. And so you look at it and you say it's less than $5,000 a year in costs, and you're going to increase your profitability $75,000 to $100,000.
Yeah. And as you grow, it becomes even more and more,
right?
You know, affordable, I guess you say, per patient. So if a person already becomes, aware of the app, can they suggest their orthodontist to use it? Like if they're not using it already?
You knew what to ask me. So we have, if you go to our website, if you go to lifeflow.com, you go to the patient page, we actually have it where they can say they are interested. They would like their orthodontist to use it. They can contact us and we'll reach out to that practice and let them know that their patients are interested and try to work with them.
Yeah, because sometimes that's the way it goes. People know what they want and they just say, hey, check it out.
And we've been doing with our social media, we've been focused on brand awareness and building our brand, both for the patient and for practices. Yeah. We don't sell to the patient, but we want them to understand we matter to them. I mean, ultimately, our product serves the patient and it makes things better for them. And along the way, the provider is in the middle of it. It's an advantage to them too. We have to sell to the doctor, but we want to make, we most care about our results to the patient, because that reflects back. And that's what the doctor sees.
Gotcha. Well, if a doctor's interested, what are the next steps? What should they do to get in touch and maybe move forward?
That's good. On our site, you can request a call where we'll have a virtual call, a Zoom call with you. And it will take 15, 30 minutes of your time or however much time you have. And we'll walk you through the system, how it's an advantage, what the features are. And we can onboard you in just a couple of minutes, get you into the system, set up a onboarding for your staff where we personalize the solution. We set up the templates and everything else for you. And that's only about an hour to an hour and a half. So we can have you up and running in hardly any time, which is amazing, because you're not going to find that with any other solution. We have built the templates and built the system to be able to do that, so that it's fast onboarding, fast up to speed, and get you going without any hard.
There's not a huge learning curve. You can go and just go and do it. So what's the website called?
You keep fine tuning it for your practice.
Yeah. What's the website, the domain name?
Alignflow.com.
Oh, good domain name. Okay. All right, Michael, thanks for your time. if anyone's interested, go to limeflow.com. And I'm looking forward to seeing how you guys grow as we get out of this COVID situation and you get to have a chance to let everyone know about it. I'm glad we could be part of it.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to it too. We think it's going to be a great opportunity for both doctors and patients alike. Fewer visits, better results, a line flow.
Awesome. All right. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great day.
Bye. Bye. I said it before and I'll say it again. COVID has changed everything. Patients want a better relationship with their doctors. They want treatment to be faster. They want to visit the office less. So if you're looking for those type of solutions for your practice, why don't you give Align Flow a shot? Keep grinding, keep thriving, and I'll see you next time.